The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, NASA selected its fourth astronaut class, for the first time consisting of scientists instead of test pilots, for the express purpose of sending qualified scientists to the moon. Many of the members of this astronaut group would wind up not getting very far away from Earth, however. Newly minted astronaut Harrison Schmitt walked on the moon in the Apollo 17 mission in 1972, but his fellow rookies would have to wait for Skylab and, in some case, space shuttle missions to reach orbit. In 2015, with several prior resupply missions to the International Space Station having failed to deliver, a lot was riding on SpaceX's eighth Dragon cargo capsule when disaster struck.
Altitude 32 kilometers, speed 1 kilometer per second, downrange distance 13 kilometers.
Teddy coming back shows vehicle on course, on track. And we appear to have had a launch vehicle failure. Standing by for some information. And the range confirmed that we have had a non-nominal flight.
We have lost the video from the vehicle. There was some type of anomaly during first stage flight. What we know is that the countdown was satisfactory. We did ignite the 9 Merlin engines. We successfully lifted off of the Slick 40 launch pad at Cape Canaveral. We proceeded through the stressing events during flight, went through maximum dynamic pressure, and went supersonic. However, it appears something did occur during first stage operations. SpaceX engineers will be reviewing the data in order to learn more about what happened during the Falcon 9 flight. One of the unique features of Falcon 9 is the large amounts of data that come on separate telemetry streams from the first and the second stage.
The Dragon capsule was the third ISS cargo vehicle to be lost within 9 months. Born on this day in 1943, paleontologist Donald Johansson, discoverer of Lucy, the skeleton fragments of a precursor to modern human females who lived in Ethiopia at least 3 million years ago. Actor Bruce Davison from the X-Men film series and the TV version of Harry and the Hendersons was born today in 1946. Born in 1951, Lala Ward, the second face of Doctor Who's Time Lady companion, Romana, and the one-time Mrs. Tom Baker.
Doctor, you realize we're being followed?
Yes, all the way from the Louvre by that idiot with the gun.
Oh, you did notice.
Well, of course I noticed.
Well, what do you think he wants?
Look in your pocket.
It's a Micromesan scanner.
That's right. So he was using it to get a complete report on all the alarm systems around the Mona Lisa.
Do you mean she was trying to steal it?
It is a very pretty painting.
It's a very sophisticated device for a level 5 civilization.
That's never the product of Earth's civilization.
What, do you mean an alien's trying to steal Mona Lisa?
It is a very pretty painting. Romana.
Yes?
You know, I think something very funny is going on. You remember that man who was following us? Well, he's standing behind me, poking a gun in my back.
These days, she's married to biologist Richard Dawkins. Felicia Day was born today in 1979.
I, Kinga Forrester, have assembled the 6 most craptastic films ever. I simply don't think you babies can handle it. I present to you The Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet? I love it.
Maria Mitchell, America's first female professional astronomer, died on this day in 1889. Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling died in 1975. He also co-wrote a draft of the Planet of the Apes screenplay. Publisher Jim Bayon, the founder of Bayon Books, died today in 2006. And in 2018, renowned, rebellious science fiction writer Harlan Ellison died. In addition to writing hundreds of his own short stories, novels, and other projects, he also wrote scripts for Star Trek, The Outer Limits, Logan's Run, Circle of Fear, and created the early 70s science fiction series The Star Lost, later abandoning it and crediting its creation to his infamous pseudonym, Cordwainer Bird. On this day in 1986, it was the end for Robin of Sherwood, a TV series still regarded by many as the definitive TV telling of the Robin Hood legend.
She's staying in Halston. I've lost her, John. We all have.
A fourth season had been planned and partially written, but Goldcrest Films International, one of the production partners, had fallen on hard times and withdrew its financial support. Harlech Television, or HTV, the production company behind Robin of Sherwood, had no choice but to cancel the series. In 2008, the creator of the Daleks returned from the darkness.
Welcome to my new empire, Doctor. It is only fitting that you should bear witness to the resurrection and the triumph of Davros, Lord and Creator of the Dalek race.
After all this time, everything we saw, everything we lost, I have only one thing to say to you. Bye!
The Stolen Earth was the first half of the revived Doctor Who's two-part season finale, and was the first TV appearance of Davros, the insane creator of the Daleks, since 1988. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.